哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣的带领祝福。
Hallelujah, praise and thanks the guidance and blessing of our Lord Jesus Christ.
带领我们这一次，大家很高兴来参加这次的神训班。
To guide us to attend this theological training.
感谢主耶稣，让我又有机会来参加我们。神训班一起来分享圣经里头的教训。
I also thank God for giving me this opportunity to attend NATS as well.
那这次每一种安排，让我来跟大家分享重建圣城。
This time the USGA asked me to share with you the topics of rebuilding the holy city.
那这个重建圣城是包括重建圣殿。和耶路撒冷的这个城墙。
Rebuilding the city, including rebuilding the temple and the wall of Jerusalem.
包括几次的信仰的复兴。
And that includes several faith, the recovery or revival of their faith.
那详细记载在以斯拉记、尼希米记这两卷圣经里头。
And these are recorded in the book of Ezra and Nehemiah.
在犹太人的圣经，它是一卷以斯拉记。
In the Bible of the Jews, it's only one book, Ezra.
我们翻译本呢，后来就把它分开，分成以斯拉记跟尼希米记。
And the translated version turned that into two books, the book of Ezra and also Nehemiah.
那这两卷。记载重建圣城的历史。
These two books record the history of rebuilding the city.
那跟重建圣城的历史有关的先知书啊，就是以赛亚书跟耶利米书。
And the books, the two other books that related to the rebuilding of this temple and city, is the book of Isaiah and Jeremiah.
这两卷。两个先知呢都很详细预言到这个事情。
Those two prophets clearly prophesied regarding the rebuilding of the city.
那跟在重建的时候有关的就是哈该书跟撒加利亚书。
And the books that are related to the actual rebuilding is the book of Zechariah and the book of Haggai.
所以我们学习以赛亚书的时候会提到古列王的事情。
When we study the book of Isaiah, we will hear mention about King Cyrus.
就是神预先就拣选这个人，将来要做以色列回国重建圣殿的重要的工人。
God has chosen this person as the person for rebuilding of the city and the temple.
那借着耶利米先知预言百姓会被掳到巴比伦去，70年之后会回来重建。
Through the prophecy of Prophet Jeremiah that the Israel people will be in captivity for 70 years and then they will return and rebuild the city.
所以先知的预言呢是一定会应验。
The prophecy of the prophets will come true.
那当他们回来重建圣殿的时候，有两位重要的先知来帮助他们完成。
When they were returning and rebuilding the temple, there were two prophets that helped them to complete the rebuilding.
就是哈该先知跟撒加利亚先知。
That was Prophet Haggai and Prophet Zechariah.
所以我们读这重建圣城的历史的时候呢，有要参考。那里头是关系直接的关系。
And when we studying the rebuilding of the city, we will also study those books because they are related.
可以一起读这尤其是在哈该书跟撒加利亚书。
Especially the book of Haggai and the book of Zechariah.
那重建圣殿的历史跟我们真教会的关系最密切。
And the rebuilding.Of the temple, it has a very close relationship with the true church.
因为那个是真教会的影子。
Because that is the foreshadow of the true church.
地上的耶路撒冷是天上耶路撒冷的影子。
The Jerusalem on earth is the shadow of the Jerusalem in heaven.
啊，地上的圣殿呢，是天上圣所的影子。
The temple on earth is the shadow of the temple in heaven.
啊，所以我们学习这个以斯拉记跟尼希米记里头的啊历史呢，可以从当中看见我们真教会啊应该怎么做。
And when we study the book of Ezra and also Nehemiah, we'll know what the true church should do.
可以认识我们真教会，这个是神救赎计划里的重要的计划。
We can understand that the true church is the in the plan is part of the plan of God's salvation.
尤其圣经上先知的预言到重建圣城的事情呢。其实它是双重要双重应验的。
The prophecy of rebuilding of the holy city has double meaning.
在以色列民这是第一次会让他们回来，这个是属肉的以色列民应验在他们的身上。
The first rebuilding of the holy city and the temple.Fulfilled with the Israel people, that was the physical rebuilding of the temple and the city.
但是实际上，那个只是一个影子，并没有真正成全神救赎的计划。
In reality, that was just a shadow. It has not completed the plan of salvation.
那个实体呀，是真教会。
And the true picture is the true church.
末后的真教会。
The true church of the end time.
所以以赛亚书第二章我们知道，那个就讲了末，一定要在末世末后的这个真教会才能成全应验。
And in the book of Isaiah chapter 2, we know that only the true church of the last days will fulfill that prophecy.
所以我们从重建圣城的这个历史来学习我们属灵的教训，并且呢认识末世真教会的使命。
And from studying the rebuilding of the city, we can understand and know the true church of the last days.
那这个讲义啊，是给大家在学习的时候啊，做一个引导。
And the handout is for your reference while we going through this teaching.
让我们在读这两卷圣经的时候会比较容易了解。
It helps us to understand when we are reading these two books.
那怎么样在读这个圣经的时候跟我们现在在教会里面侍奉连在一起。
How we can connect reading the Bible and also worshiping and serving God in the church.
所以这个是很重要，就是要应用在我们现在的真教会的侍奉上。
It is very important to apply the teaching in the serving of God in the true church.
那我在教会侍奉到现在，这两卷圣经的里头的教训对我帮助是很大的。
And up until now, in the life of my serving, these two chapters helped me greatly.
怎么样重建圣殿
？How to rebuild the temple？
怎么样复兴教会的信仰？
How to revive the faith of the church?
这个都是很直接的关系。
They are very direct relationship.
所以我们重点呢会放在学习实际的工作实务的工作。
And we can learn the real work.
我们先来看这个以斯拉记。
Now let's turn to the book of Ezra.
这以斯拉记一共有十章。
That a total of 10 chapters in this book.
那我们看这个大纲啊，先看一下这个大纲。
Look at the outline.
第一章到第六章，这个是硬体圣殿的重建。
From chapter 1 through chapter 6, this is referring to the restoration of the temple.
第七章到第十章，这个是信仰的复兴。
From chapter 7 through chapter 10, that is the revival of faith.
那关于硬体的重建。
Regarding the rebuilding of the actual temple.
第一章记载的是神动善工。
And chapter 1 mentioned that God started the holy work.
那神在哪里动工？
Where did God start the work?
就是在人的心中动工。
Through the heart of man.
这是神动工的一个特色，现在也是。
This is how,
一直都是这样子。
This is how God worked through man, and it's also the same today.
我们要知道神是在人的心中动工。
We need to know that God works in our heart.
所以第一章呢，神动善工，也就是动心啊，动心。
And God start His holy work by touching the heart.
那第二章是选民回国。
Chapter 2 referred to the Israelite return to the homeland.
哪些人回国？就是被神的灵感动的那些人。
Who returned to the homeland? Those who were touched by the Spirit of God.
所以第二章可以叫做动员啊，把这些人动员起来。
And chapter 2, God mobilized those people.
第三章是动工啊。
And chapter 3, they started the actual restoration of the temple.
他们回到耶路撒冷，如同一人就开工了。
And when they returned to Jerusalem, they started.To rework on the temple.
第四章是工程受阻，就是停工。
And chapter 4 mentioned the obstructions, they have to stop the rebuilding.
那到第五章又恢复，工程恢复，就是复工。
And chapter 5 they restarted the work.
第六章就是完工。
Chapter 6 is the completion of the restoration of the temple.
成全了神的旨意。
Fulfill the will of God.
这是硬体重建。
That is the rebuilding of the actual temple.
那第七章到第十章就是信仰的复兴。
And from chapter 10 through chapter 7 through chapter 10 is a revival of faith.
信仰的复兴是以斯拉他的定制。
And the revival of faith is the determination of Prophet Ezra.
圣殿重建已经完成，百姓在耶路撒冷恢复正常的侍奉的工作。
They have completed the rebuilding of the holy temple. Now the people are starting to worship again in the holy temple.
但是以斯拉他感受到，为什么以前的圣殿会被毁掉
？And Ezra was trying to figure out why was the temple was destroyed initially.
为什么百姓会受这七十年的苦？
Why did the people have to suffer for 70 years?
痛定思痛。
And he tried to figure that out.
要做一个比较彻底的改革。
He tried to make a complete revival.
所以他就定制要查考圣经。
He make a determination to study the Bible.
就是考究圣经，把圣经呢做一个有系统的整理。
He studied the Bible and make some rearrangement, a systemic rearrangement of the Bible.
然后来教导百姓遵行，学习遵行。
And he taught the people and asked them to follow.
所以他一定在巴比伦回巴比伦之后有一段时相当长的时间在那里。考究圣经，整理这个预备的工作。
There was a long period of time Prophet Ezra studying the Bible and rearrange.
当他完成这个工作之后，他就定说他要回去，复兴，建立以这个犹大人的信仰。
After he complete the studying of the Bible, he want to return to rebuild the faith of the people.
这个是第七章到第十章的记载。
That's from chapter 7 through chapter 10.
这个到我们再详细的内容呢，我们再后来再。
We'll study
再来学习啊。
Those in detail later.
先我们来看以赛亚记第一章。
Now let's look at the book of Ezra, chapter 1.
这个重建圣殿的工作啊。
That's the step of rebuilding the temple.
我们知道这个圣殿的历史跟真教会的历史是一致的。
We know that the history of the temple is similar to the history of the true church.
所罗门盖的圣殿。
King Solomon built the temple.
所以预表的使徒时代的教会。
That prefigures the church in the apostolic time.
啊，那是啊，五旬节圣灵降临，也是早与圣灵的啊建立的教会。
That was the church established during the early rain time in the time of the during the day of the Pentecost.
但是所罗门这个圣殿到最后犹大国王国啊圣殿被毁。
Eventually, the temple that was built by King Solomon was destroyed.
因为百姓违背神的教训。
Because the people rebel against the teaching of God.
不听先知的劝勉。
They did not listen to the prophets.
所以神的怒气就向他们发作。
And the anger of God was upon them.
所以耶路撒冷被攻陷。百姓被掳，圣殿被毁。
The city of Jerusalem was destroyed along with the temple and the people captured by the enemy.
经过七十年的荒凉地安息，然后呢，又让他们回来重建。
After the land was in desolation for 70 years, they returned to rebuild the city.
这个预表的末后真教会的复兴。
This also prefigures the revival of the true church in the end time.
所以当时重建圣殿的历史，那就预表的今天的末后真教会的复兴。
The history of rebuilding of the temple is prefiguring the history of the true church of the last day.
那真教会的复兴的历史呢，跟当时重建圣殿的过程呢，是一致的。
And the revival of the true church in the last day is the same as the rebuilding of the temple.
就更让我们知道这个神的计划的奥秘。
And this shows the mystery of the plan of God.
更让我们了解末后的真教会真的是神的教会。
We also realize that the true church in the last days is the church of God.
是在神的救赎计划中的。
It is in the plan of God's salvation.
所以我们来看以斯拉记。
Please look at the book of Ezra.
重建圣殿。
The rebuilding of the temple.
看第一章。
Chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这里说神在古列王元年的时候，神要应验。借着耶利米口所说的话。
Here it mentioned that through the king Cyrus, the word of the Lord by the mouth of prophet Jeremiah might be fulfilled.
我们知道神要做事情一定按照他的计划。
We know that God do things according to His plan.
他的计划就借着先知预言，以事先写在圣经里头。
And His plan has been prophesied.By the prophet in the Bible.
像主耶稣到世上来要成就的事情。
For example, the things that our Lord Jesus Christ that was to come and to fulfill.
一一的每一件事情都事先借着先知预言写在圣经上。
Everything was prophesied and recorded in the Bible.
所以圣经上说主耶稣来的时候。
The Bible mentioned that when our Lord Jesus came.
他说神啊，我来了。
He says, God, I'm coming.
为要遵行你的旨意。
Is to fulfill your will.
我的事情在经卷上已经记载了。
My things has been recorded in the Bible.
所以我们看到像马太福音开始都会提到这句话，这个是要应验先知所预言的。
And from the book of Matthew onward, we see that these are to fulfill that promise.
所以今天我们会坐在这里。
Today we are sitting here.
这个都有神的计划。
And this is part of the plan of God.
都早在神的计划中。
It has been planned a long time ago.
像主耶稣说，神啊，我来了。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ said,
为要遵行你的旨意。
I come to fulfill your will.
我的事情在经卷上已经记载了。
My things have been recorded in the Bible.
今天我们都是真教会里面的预言。
And this is the prophecy of the true church.
今天真教会来了。
And today the true church is here.
基督的身体。
This is the body of Christ.
为要成全神的旨意。
To fulfill the will of God.
我的事情在经卷上已经记载了。
My things has been recorded in the Bible.
所以我们要从圣经里头看到我们自己。
So we will see us ourselves in the Bible.
这个是最重要的。
This is the most important thing.
很多人是看到圣经里的说，哎，神要我做什么？看到自己在那里。
And many people when they study Bible, they see themselves and say, Yeah, this is what God want me to do.
所以他就知道我该做什么。
And they know what they should do.
神的旨意是什么？
What is the will of God?
神要我做什么?
What does God want me to do?
这是我们学习这个的重要。
This is very important to learn.
所以这里你看神找这个先知所预言的都是他的计划。
And the prophecy of the prophets is God's plan.
现在要成就。
Now it will be fulfilled.
所以就动工动他就动神那个灵就动。
Then the spirit of God is starting to work.
时间没有到他不会动了。
Before the time has come, God will not work.
按照他预定的时间动工的。
God works according to His plan.
时间一到，他就激动古列王的心。
When the time comes, He touched the heart of King Cyrus.
那这个古列王，在以赛亚书44章那个地方就讲了，这个预先就定了，他已经定这个古列王。
And prophets.Isaiah has prophesied about King Cyrus in chapter 44 of the book of Isaiah.
拣选这个古列王
God has chosen King Cyrus
完成这个事情
to fulfill this thing.
所以他就激动他的心
He touched his heart.
那古列王下命令让他下命令来完成这个事情
And King Cyrus.Made a proclamation to fulfill this thing.
所以王的心被激动，他就按照神的旨意下命令。
The heart of the king was stirred up, and according to the will of God, he made a proclamation.
他下的命令是神的命令。
And his proclamation is God's proclamation.
所以他第二节说，天上的神。
And in verse 2 it says, the God in heaven.
嘱咐我。就是嘱咐，就是命令。
The God in heaven ordered me.
命令我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇。
To build a temple for him in Judah, in Jerusalem.
被神拣选的人
，Those who were chosen by God，
都应该会知道神的旨意。
They will know the will of God.
神为什么拣选我
？Why did God
要我做什么
？Chose me.
像保罗被拣选的时候。
Just like Paul when he was chosen,
他马上问主啊，我当做什么
？He asked, Lord, what should I do?
你要我做什么
？What do you want me to do?
应该这样子。
This is what it's supposed to be.
今天我们到这边来，应该是很清楚的哈。
Today we come here. This should be clear to every one of us.
主啊，我当做什么
？Lord, what should I do?
我被神选召的时候
，When I was called by God.
当时我也是很单纯，我就学习保罗。
And I was very naive, so I just follow the example of Paul.
我当做什么
？What should I do?
我要知道。
I want to know.
我每天都为这个事情祷告。
I pray for that every day.
祷告到有一天我知道了。
And up until one day, I know the will of God.
但是我不敢相信。
But I dare not believe.
因为我想。这个工作不是我可能有可能做的。
I was thinking to myself, this job is not possible for me.
但是如果是神的旨意
，But if it is the will of God,
我顺服。
I obey.
我只能做到的就是顺服。
The only thing that I can do is to obey.
其他我就什么都不会。
And I know nothing else.
所以我一直用这种顺服的心来。做我该做的事情。
So I always use this obedience heart to do what I should do.
会发现说不是我做的。
And I realized that it's not me that was doing it.
会体验到主耶稣说不是我做的。
And I realized that it was God, it was our Lord Jesus
Christ. 主耶稣到世上来只是要执行天父的旨意。
Our Lord Jesus Christ come to this world to do the will of God.
顺服到底。
Obey until the end.
完成天父的旨意。
To fulfill and complete the will of God.
其实今天我们要服侍神，就是这个一个顺服的心就够了。
Today, for us to serving God, all we need is an obeying heart.
没有什么秘诀。
There's no secret.
这是我的体验。
This is my experience.
不用愁烦，不用想什么。
Do not worry, do not think too much.
一个顺服的心摆在神的面前。
An obeying heart before God.
他会啊，借助我们去完成他所预定要我们做的啊旨意。
He will allow us to complete what His will for us.
所以我看这个圣经，你看都神在工作。
And when you look at the Bible, God actually doing the work.
五列王就这么简单就完成了神的旨意。
And King Cyrus completed the will of God.
下了这一道命令就完成了。
And set the proclamation, and that completes the will.
但是这个是很重要的。
But that is very important.
所以圣殿能够完成。
That is to allow the completion of the rebuilding of the
temple. 五列王这道命令是前前后后啊都很重要。
And this proclamation by the king is very important.
那它里头啊，包括三个重点。
And there are three main things in his proclamation.
第三节。
Verse 3.
说在你们中间凡做他子民的，可以上耶路撒冷的啊，犹大的耶路撒冷，在耶路撒冷重建主以色列神的殿。
Who is among you of all his people? May his God be with him and let him go to Jerusalem.
愿神与这人同在。
May God be with him.
所以第一道命令的第一道就是神的子民可以上耶路撒冷去，重建神的殿。
The first thing is God's people may return to Jerusalem to rebuild this temple.
愿神与这个人同在。
May God be with that person.
我们知道要完成神的工作，就是这个最重要。
We know that to complete the work of God, this is the most important.
我们本身有这样的意识，我愿意。
We have to have that understanding that I will.
然后神同在。
And with the abidance of God.
就是神同在，就是神借助我们完成这个事情。
The abidance of God is God using us through us to complete the work of God.
那第二道就是凡剩下的人，无论是寄居何处，在哪地的人，都要用金银财物、牲畜帮助他。
And those, the second is the other people shall use their golds and silvers and livestock to help these people.
有神同在的人会得到神的帮助。
If God is with you, you will receive the help from God.
所以呢，这一些剩下没有回去的人要帮助。
Those people that did not return, they will help.
用金银财物来帮助。
With gold and silver and other things.
那另外的，也要为耶路撒冷神殿甘心献上礼物。
And they also have to have free will offer.
这个是这一道命令。
And that is the content of the proclamation.
下来的时候呢，就照这个命令来成全了。
And later on, they complete according to this
proclamation. 所以第五节、第六节就是按照这个命令就实现了。
And verse 5 and verse 6 is the realization of this proclamation.
所以犹大人、便雅悯的族长、祭司、利未人他们就起来了。
And the people of Judah, the priests, they all come out.
那一切被神激动他心的人就起来了。
Those people, their hearts that were stirred by God, they all stand up.
那么这些人都是神拣选的人。
All these people were the chosen one by God.
神拣选的人就激动他的心。
And when God chooses a person, God will stir up his or her heart.
他是甘心乐意，他是很愿意的。
That person is willing.
他是主动的。
He is proactive.
被神感动心了，他心一动，人就动起来。
When your heart is stirred up by God, once your heart is stirred up, then your body will move along.
如果心没有动，那你身体要动就很。很困难。
If your heart is not moved, but you want to move your body, it's very difficult.
这个路程走起来是很艰难的。
And that journey will be a difficult one.
那心一动，那这个身体动起来就轻松了。
Once your heart is stirred up, then it will be easier for your body.
所以这些人都起来了。
And all these things happen.
上耶路撒冷去。
They went up to Jerusalem.
那四周围的人就拿金银啊财物帮助他们。
And the rest of the people helped them with golds and silvers and other livestock.
还有另外啊，甘心献的礼物。
And also the freewill offerings.
就按照这个命令啊，这样来实行。
Things were done according to that proclamation.
啊，那第七节说，古列王又把以前巴比伦王从圣殿里头所掳来的这些圣殿里面的器皿呢、啊，都一样一样的数算，啊，按数交还。
And King Cyrus also returned all the articles that the king of Babylon took from the temple.
带回到耶路撒冷去。
They brought those back to Jerusalem.
圣殿建好之后会恢复到原位。
Once they complete rebuilding, all those articles will be put in the same place.
那这一些神圣殿里面的器皿呢、啊，是被放在巴比伦的庙里头。
And all these articles have been put in the temple of the gods.
好像时候到了，又回到神的殿中。
And when the time comes, they will return to the temple of God.
这好像我们外邦人一样。
This is like the Gentile.
本来我们都在外邦的庙中。
And we were all in the temple of the Gentiles.
所以外邦人也会有这个恩典。
And the Gentiles will also have this grace.
犹太人回去重建圣殿。
The Jews returned to rebuild the temple.
啊，今天呢，我们外邦人哎也会拜带回到神的殿中来。
And today, Gentile like us, we also return to the temple.
哦，我们好像以前就是在庙中的器皿。
And we were like those articles in the temples of the foreign gods.
啊，其实神早就拣选了我们。
In reality, God has chosen us long time ago.
时候没有到被看守在外邦的庙中。
And when the time has not come, we will preserve in the temples of the foreign gods.
就要回到神的殿中来。
When the time comes, we return to the temple of God.
有一些弟兄姐妹，有时好像也一段时间被掳去放在庙中。
And sometimes some brothers and sisters also been captured and put in the temples of the foreign gods.
有的十年，有的二十年。
Some 10 years, some 20 years.
时候到，哎，他又回来了。
When the time comes, they return.
又回到神的殿中来。
Return to the temple of God.
很宝贵。
Yes, this is very precious.
所以神的恩典很奇妙。
The grace of God is very mysterious.
这看到神的动工，神的工作。
We can see the work of God.
所以这个工作是神的工作。
This work is the work of God.
今天呢，真教会是圣灵的工作。
And today, the true church is the work of the Holy Spirit.
不在乎任何一个人。
It doesn't matter any person.
只在乎神的灵。
But rather the Spirit of God.
我们看腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
我们跟腓立比教会那么好。
The Philippian church was very good.
很模范的教会。
This is an exemplary church.
保罗最喜欢的教会。
Paul liked the church the most.
为什么会这样？
Why so?
看第六节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
说我深信那在你们心里动了善工的，必成全这工，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a work, a good work in you, will complete it until the day of our Jesus Christ.
腓立比教会自从利迪亚一家信主开始。
Since Lydia and the family believe in God in Philippians,
就在那个地方兴旺福音。
They revive the gospel.
后来建立了这个腓立比教会。
And they established the Philippians church.
那这个教会啊，有诸位监督，有诸位执事在带领。
There are deacons and bishops guiding the church.
一直都是同心合一，兴旺福音。
They all work in one accord and to revive the gospel.
所以保罗啊，一直为他们感谢神，为他们祷告，欢欢喜喜。
And Paul was joyfully thank God for them.
因为保罗知道。为什么腓立比教会这样？
Because Paul knows why the Philippians church was so prosperous.
他深信。
He believed.
是神在他们心中动工。
That God is working in their hearts.
他相信神会一直到成全这个工作。
He believed that God will complete the work.
那为什么腓立比教会神会在他们每个人的心中动工？
Why did God work in those members? Work with those members in Philippi.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Chapter
2. 第二章十二节。
Verse 12.
二章十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12.
说这样看来啊，我亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。啊，这一段清楚告诉我们。
This verse clearly telling us.
腓立比教会每一个人都是顺服的。
Everyone in the Philippian church, they obey God.
而且是常顺服的。
They always obey God.
哦，而且是更长进的，更顺服的，顺服更顺服。
And they keep on obeying and regardless of all things.
那保罗又勉励他们，还要恐惧战惊的顺服，哇，这样才彻底。
And Paul even encouraged them to obey God with fear and trembling.
这个就是啊，祷告会的时候提到说，圣灵啊，是什么灵？是知识和敬畏的灵。
That's why during the prayer session we mentioned that the Holy Spirit is the spirit of knowledge and fear.
我们要去体会这个灵。
We need to experience this spirit.
当我们知识更多的时候，这个知识包括我们对圣经我们所学习的真理的这种知识。
When we have more knowledge, this knowledge is the knowledge of the Bible and the truth.
我们就更敬畏神了。
And we will fear God even more.
敬畏神怎么表现？
How do we show our fear towards God?
完全顺服，像亚伯拉罕一样。
Obey completely, just like Abraham.
这个才重要。
This is important.
有些人圣经的知识一学多了之后啊，哎，不一样了。
And some people, when they learn more about the Bible, they change.
以前是低头了，现在哎，抬头了。
They used to bow their head, but now they raise their head.
哇，现在出人头地了。
And now he is famous.
像哥林多教会一样。
Just like the Corinthian church.
后来他们每个人都抬头了，嚯，看谁比较高。
And later on, they all raise their head, trying to be above the other people.
保罗说：“你们像世界上的人，每个人都要出人头地。”
And Paul said that you are like the people of this world.
所以他说，知识是叫人自高自大的，你们只追求知识，而忽略了这个啊爱，而且很属灵的这种啊追求。
And Paul mentioned that knowledge will make you puff up.
所以不要弄错，我们这个神训班呢，是不是这样的哈？
And be clear, this is the NATS is not like that.
要被这个神的灵充满，啊，知识的灵，知识和敬畏的灵充满。
We have to be filled with this spirit, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of God.
知识让我们明白神的旨意。
The knowledge allow us to understand the will of God.
敬畏的灵使我们完全顺服。
The fearful spirit allow us to completely obey God.
神一定会做完成他自己的工作。
God will fulfill His own work.
所以，因为他们有这样的顺服的心
，because they have this type of obedience heart，
所以他们立志行事啊，都是神在心里运行。
So whatever things that they do, God is working within them.
那些要回耶路撒冷来的，就是神运行在他们心里。
Just like those people that return toJerusalem to rebuild the temple.
为要成就神的美意。
Is to fulfill the good will of God.
所以主耶稣说：“我来了，要为了遵行你的旨意，做成你的工。”
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "I come is to fulfill your will and to complete your work."
所以我们今天呢，人只要顺服在神的面前。
So today, we human, we have to obey God.
像彼得所勉励的。
Just like Peter encouraged us.
服在神大能的手下。
We have to be obedient under the mighty, powerful hand of God.
就不会错了。
Then we will not go wrong.
所以我们现在是学习服在神大能的手下。
We have to learn to submit to the power of God.
神就会借着圣灵来运行在我们心中，让我们成就他的美意。
Then through the Holy Spirit, God will stir us up and to complete His will.
这是以赛亚书第一章让我们所学习到。
This is what we learn from the first chapter of Ezra.
所以我很重视这个。
I'm very emphasized on this chapter.
我从我个人在服事的时候，我开始我重视这个。
And since my early days of my serving God, I have always put emphasis on this book.
弟兄姐妹的服事，我也很重视这个。
And I also treasure the serving of our brothers and sisters.
我不会勉强人说啊，你要做什么？我不会。
I will not force somebody to do this or do that.
我会为他祷告，看神是不是拣选他。
I will pray for him and see if God will choose him.
如果神感动他，我就派他工作。
And if God stir him up, then I will assign him some work.
我只看这个，我不看人了。
I only look at that, I do not look at them.
被神感动的，他就应该要工作。
Those whoever are touched by God, they will work for God.
现在工作没有人做。
Nowadays, there are many works that and we are lacking workers.
我不没有地方找。
There's no place to look for workers.
祷告。
But
祷告就会跑出来。
But through prayer, once we pray, the workers will come.
有一次我到那次我被派到高雄教会。
Once I was sent to a Kaohsiung church.
教会那么大。
There was a big church.
我去的时候那个看会堂的辞掉了。
And when I went there, the person that was looking after the chapel has just passed away.
会堂没有人照顾，那我传道在那里没有饭可以吃。
Nobody was taking care of the church, so as a minister.I do not have food to eat.
我说我不相信。
And I said I do not believe that.
如果主耶稣要我在这里不吃饭，可以啊。
If our Lord Jesus Christ want me to work here without food, I will accept that.
按息日之夜，我说大家祷告。
So during the Sabbath day, I asked the members to pray.
神感动的人又跑出来了。
And God touched the heart of people, and they came out and served as the keeper of the church.
很多地方都会灯，会灯灯报啊，或者发什么。我说不用，祷告就可以，不必灯什么报。
Many people suggest that we should put an ad on the paper to find someone to take care of the church, but I said no, we should just pray.
感谢神。
Praise and thank God.
一个月以后，这个原来的这个他退休，他要走了。一个月之后，他就要走了。原来这个看会堂。
Okay, originally, I'm sorry, that person, actually he quit, he was going to quit the work of taking care of the church. In about a month, he did not pass away.
祷告之后一个礼拜就来了。
And after a week of prayer,
神感动的人就出现了。
The person that God touched, his heart showed up.
他本来在那个地方服侍神的，现在没有做了，他到高雄来玩，就到教会来说。谈话当中谈一谈，你这个地方要你。
I'm sorry. Actually, that person, the church keeper actually passed away, and there was another person that visiting the Kaohsiung church. He was going to leave his church in about a month.
他不知道为什么他会离开那里，哎，想到高雄那个玩。
And he did not know why he was going to leave the other church and came to Kaohsiung for vacation.
我说你不知道，我知道。
I told him you do not know, but I know.
我们祷告了。
Because we pray.
所以你来了。
And that's why you are here.
感谢神。
Praise and thank God.
我又有饭吃了。
And now I have food to eat again.
不会，没有问题的。
No problem.
我从来就不会有这个担心。
I never worry.
有一段时间呢，有些教员呢说，好像有问题了。
And there were a period of time some RE teacher mentioned that there were some issues.
我对向主耶稣祷告。
I pray to God.
我说真的没有人了，我从幼稚班教到中级班、高级班都可以。
I told them, if there's really no RE teacher, then I will teach from the kindergarten up to the senior class.
祷告一个礼拜。
After we have prayed for a week,
一个一个都跑出来了，哪里没有人这么多？
Then all the RE teachers showed up.
在那个西湖则是没有人。
Originally, the coordinator was complaining about lacking of teachers.
没有的话，我负责。
And I told him that after a week of prayer, if there's still no RE teachers, then I will be responsible to teach.
祷告一个礼拜，名单就出来了，这么多，哪里没有人？
And after a week of prayer, many people sign up to be the teacher, RE teacher.
神的工作。
The work of God.
我们不用担心。
Do not worry.
感谢神，因为这个教会是神的教会。
Praise and thank God, because the church is the church of God.
这个是第一章啊，我得到的信心。
This is the message I learned from chapter 1.
好，那第二章，我们看第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章就是动员。
Is the mobilization of the people.
这些被神的人感动的人呢，你要把它动员起来，把它组织起来，这个是很重要的。
Those people that were touched by God, you have to mobilize them and to organize them.
好像现在我们在这里，都被感动了。感动的这样，
just like today here, many people are moved by God.
感动的哭啊，感动的哇，热，心里热的快要跳出来啊。
They have jealousness and also they have tears.
但是如果没有动员起来啊，很快就消失掉。
If we do not mobilize these people now,
那种感动啊，不能持久的。
Then the movement of God will disappear because it will not last long.
打铁要趁热。
When you forming the iron, you have to form it while it's hot.
所以我都会他当他信了受洗，那个时候是信心最单纯的，就要把它建立起来。
And we have to establish the faith of the newly baptized because that's the time when they are more willing to accept.
所以慕道者带慕道者。
So a lot of true seekers bring more to true seekers.
受洗之后，他就成为工人了，他就是会去带人的。
After they are baptized, they will become workers and bring more people.
这样一直下去，这样才不会断掉。
And to continue like this, then it will not.
一段时间以后，你要训练他就很困难了。
If you wait until a period of time and try to train them, that will be difficult.
所以最好训练传福音的工人是慕道者。
And the best time to train workers is during the time when they are seeking the truth.
很容易的，很容易。
It's very easy to bring them along.
我们现在有那个传道人在这里，那个周振龙传道人有没有？他那个时候就是他是慕道者。
She was a true seeker.
开始慕道就开始带。
She bring people even when she was learning the truth.
因为我们有慕道班，都是那些一直在。一直滚越大，越滚越大。
Because we have true seeker class, and that class grow very quickly.
那有些急着要受洗，说慢一点，你受洗你就死掉。
And some people they were so eager to be baptized, we asked them to wait.
因为你是外教会的，他跟外教很多朋友，很多人。
Because you come from other churches.
受洗了，人家说哦，你是不属于我们的。受洗以后就切断了。
Because once you are baptized, then they will cut up with you.
说不行，你回去带更多人来。
You have to go back to your own churches and bring more people here before you get baptized.
你带一大堆来受洗，不要你一个人受洗，这样不好。
Don't just come here alone. You have to bring a lot of people.
他很容易就去带。
And it's very easy for them to bring more.
他带很多人来。
She brought many.
这样一起受洗不是更好吗？他一个，太少。
And it's good to be baptized together, not just yourself.
所以今天呢，我们要动员。
Today we have to mobilize the church members.
马上让他建立在他应该他的恩赐在那里，马上就可以应用了。
Wherever their gifts are, we have to use them.
那这个时候，你看这些领导者，所罗巴伯、耶稣呀。
We can look at the Joshua and Zerubbabel.
他若先找到这些带领的人，这些他的帮助啊，助手啊。
They find the helpers, the leaders.
所以下面这两个领导者，还有下面你看，你从再下来就是尼希米。
And Nehemiah, the two the leaders.
这些人呢，就是带领的人。
Those people are the leaders.
那找到这些人之后，就把整个所有的人呢，把他编队组织起来。
And once they find all these people, they organize them.
所以第二节说，这些人呢，同啊，大家同着所罗巴伯、耶稣、亚尼西米，他们这些人回来。
So in verse 2, they mention that those who came with Zerubbabel were Jeshua, Nehemiah.
所以在教会里面的侍奉啊，这个带领者是很重要。
So in the serving in the church, the leader is very important.
没有带领者，工作就很难，很难。
If there's no leader, then it will be very difficult.
所以一定要有，不管哪一样工作，一定有人负责来带领。
Regardless of what type of work, you have to have somebody responsible and leading that work.
那这个工作才会做好。
And then you can do a good job.
所以从第二章我看到这个动员起来，这个教会的这种组织很重要。
And from chapter 2, I learned that mobilization and the organization of the church is critical.
所以当时我在台北教会，台北教会以前没有组织的负责人底下就没有了。
And when I was in Taipei Church, during that time, there was no organizations beyond the board members.
那现在总会要我负责，这个教会我怎么负责啊？
And GA wanted me to be responsible for that church.
所以一定要找到这些人，先找到这些人。
Then I have to find all these people.
那我第一要抓的就是青年，我就把高级班的青年一个一个抓。
The first choice I have is those senior youth.
现在在座很多都是当初被我抓到的。
And some of you sitting here were those senior youth that I chose.
然后组织起来。
And I organized them.
高级班那么多人，我说你一个人负责几个？这几个。
So I assigned the senior youth jobs and responsibility.
只有我们知道，他们不知道。
Actually, we know they don't know.
不然的话，很多人会被忽略掉。
Or else many people will be neglected.
所以你在这里来的就专门注意那几个，看到就抓，看到就让他就抓。
So when you see them, you assign them.
这样我就哇，高级班就抓了，他就全部都给他抓起来。
Then all the senior youth are very active in the church work.
后来进一步啊，成立校园团契。
And we also have a fellowship.
这样才有办法抓得住。
Then you can.Keep them in the church.
然后成立青年的事工组。
We also have a youth worker team.
因为当时大家真的要做当教员，只有教员的工作，青年只有教员的工作，其他什么都没有。
During that time, all the work that the youth can do is to be a RE teacher.
高级班那个时候将近100人，那教员哪有那么多可以当教员
？And during that time, there were more than 100 members in the senior youth class.And we do not need that many RE teachers in the church.
被安排教员的人就认为说我们是一等的。
And those who were assigned to be a RE teacher, they felt that they are the top of the class.
没有被安排就是低级的。
Those who did not get the RE work, they were considered lowly.
所以青年心态就不平衡了。
So there was imbalance among those youth.
那这样的心态是错误的。
That is the wrong kind of attitude.
所以首先让他们知道服侍主是按恩赐。
So I have to let them know that serving God is according to their gifts.
但是这么多人你怎么去安排工作？
But there are so many people, how can you assign them work?
所以那个时候就是教会的工作这么多。
But there were a lot of work in the church.
就把它分裂出来。
So I assign them different things.
然后呢，我们按照恩赐来安排。
According to their gifts.
所以就成立青年事工组。
And we establish a worker team for the youth.
把所有的青年都安排上去。
We put all the youth in that team.
后来再扩展到整个教会的事工系组织。
And then we expand the work to the whole church.
这个就是动员，把每一个人都动员起来。
And that is the mobilization of the whole church.
好像建造圣殿一样。
Just like rebuilding the temple.
没有一块砖是放在那边没有用的。
You use all the brick, you just don't waste any brick.
什么一块砖都叠在该正确的地方。
Every brick is placed in the proper place.
所以你一定要动员起来，组织起来。
So you have to mobilize and organize.
这个是建立教会很重要的工作。
This is an important work in building up a church.
所以我们看第二章，你也知道，他这些动员起来的人是很有秩序的。
And we see that they mobilize these people orderly.
首先呢，以色列人民一般的这些百姓，这些百姓。
The regular people.
那后面就记载这些祭司圣殿的这些工人。
Later on, it records the priests, the people that work in the temple.
按照我们的想法，应该是祭司要记在最前面。
And according to our thinking, the book should have recorded the priests first instead of the ordinary people.
但是这里不是众百姓记在前面。
But this book in chapter 2, they record the general population before they record the Levites and the priests.
这一些就是蒙神拣选，特别要来服侍众百姓的。
All these are chosen by God to serve the people.
他们专心在圣殿里面所做的工作是为众百姓做的。
The work that they do in the temple is for the people.
这个精神今天就在教会里面是一样的。
And this spirit is the same today in the church.
教会里面有传道，有长老执事。
In the church we have elders, deacons.
这个是神拣选要来服侍教会的。
And those people were chosen by God to serve the church.
要做教会的仆人，做教会的用人。
To be the servant of God of the church.
虽然祭司、利未人这些是分别为圣，讲起来是好，但从这一方面讲，他们是。超越这个众百姓。
Even though the Levites and the priests, they are chosen to be holy to serve God, they supposed to be higher than the ordinary people.
所以神对他们的一切有特别的这个规定。
God has special rules for those people.
但是他们的职分呢，是为众百姓来服侍神的。
But their work is to serve God for the people.
那今天我们教会设立有这个圣职的人员也是一样的。
And today in our church, the holy workers are the same.
神对他们有特别的要求。
God has special requirements of them.
但不是说他们是高高在上，不是的。
But that doesn't put them above other members.
这些人是要做神的仆人来服侍教会的。
These people are to be the servant of God to serve the church.
从这里也看得清楚，对教会的组织是一样，像腓立比教会说。保罗说：“写信给腓立比的众圣徒和诸位监督、诸位执事，是这样的。”
And same thing when Paul wrote to the Philippian church, he says to the members, to all the members, and then to the deacons.
如果说按世上的来讲啊，官长一定要先讲嘛，官长啦、再来是尊贵的啦，再来说一般的啦，这样。
Typically in this world, you address the people in the higher position first, and then you address the general population.
但是在属灵的，在神的家里不是这样的。
But in the house of God, it's different.
所以说这个就是让我们知道这个整个这个动员里面呢，关于教会的组织管理呢，很清楚。
And this chapter also clearly describes how to mobilize and to organize.
人员几个很记得很清楚。
How many people doing what are clearly recorded?
事工人员很清楚。
And the holy worker also clearly.
后面的这些财务还有那些其他的所有这些牲畜都记载得很清楚。
Everything, even their possessions.Are also recorded.
所以不管是总务财务都应该要清清楚楚。
So in the today's terms, general affairs, financial affairs, all the things should be clearly recorded.
都列册管理账目清楚。
You have to keep your book clear.
信徒名册很清楚在这里。
The members directory has to be clear.
财务列册管理很清楚。
Or your accounting is also have to be very clear.
账目这个钱财方面账目也是很清楚。
Or your expenses.
所以整个教会的组织管理要这样清清楚楚的。
So the organization of the church has to be very clear.
这个从第二章我们就可以看到。
This is what we learn from chapter 2.
所以他们一动员起来就是这样。
Once they mobilize,
然后呢，他们就回到耶路撒冷来。
Then they return to Jerusalem.
最后第七十节说，以色列人众人呢，各住在自己的城里。
And in verse 70, it mentioned that the peoples they stay in their own cities.
所以让大家回到耶路撒冷的时候，让大家先安定下来。
When they return to Jerusalem, first they have to settle down.
大家都住在自己的城里，都是安定下来，安居啊。
Everyone dwell in their own cities.
所以今天教会呢，家庭就重要，每个家庭一定是要坚固的。
So in today's church, family is important. You have to solidify your family.
如果家庭不坚固啊，那我们怎么来服侍神？
If the family is not solid, how can you serve God?
所以一定要把家庭呢坚固。
First, you have to solidify your family.
我们要关心这个事情。
We have to care for the family.
那才能来动工啊，来这个服侍神。
Then you can mobilize and serve God.
感谢神。
Praise and thank God.
这节就学习到这里。
This is our lesson today.
我是莫达。
Please bow and pray.